everybody. It's me, Mike Evans, and welcome to Thursday. I love this pop quiz question. Play along while you're driving to work. Name the name of the star whose daddy was Pink Floyd's roadie. Was it Naomi Watts' daddy, Naomi Campbell's daddy, or Naomi Judd's daddy? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, and I got a bunch. They are truly one of Hollywood's happiest couples and best parents. I'm talking about Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone. Chris Brown says that he never wants to see Rihanna again as long as he lives. I don't believe that for a second. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux really are getting married August 16th. They've set a date four times. They've canceled it four times, but it looks like Jennifer Aniston is finally getting married again. Hottie Kate Upton is back with her old boyfriend, Detroit Tiger pitcher Justin Verlander. Good for Justin. What is up with slime ball Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? He cheated on his wife while she lay dying. Then she passed. Then he almost immediately married Chris Hines. That was a few months ago. Now he's already cheating on her. What a slime ball. New York Post front page headline is a story about a man walking into a McDonald's with a knife sticking out of his back. And he was on his cell phone. Right after he got inside, though, he dropped. He collapsed. New York Post headline screamed, Big Mac, the knife. Show business, the Canadian government wants to cut down on foreigners coming to Canada and taking local people's jobs. So they've passed some new laws. One of the laws will mean fewer TV and movies being shot in Canada. That's too bad. Meanwhile, TV and movie production is at an all-time low in Los Angeles. Production companies keep moving where they can shoot cheaper. TV ratings? Hey, we are all homers. U.S.-Portugal World Cup game was number one last week on television. And the Uruguay-England game, it was dead last place, 85th place. Jennifer Lopez's new album sold an unbelievable 33,000 copies its first week. That is horrible. A new Broadway musical about Tupac Shakur featuring his music opened last week and it will close next week. It is being called the biggest financial bomb on Broadway in 45 years. Odds and ends, Tiger Woods is back playing golf today. I'm guessing TV ratings will be much higher than they were when he was gone. But my prediction, I don't even think he'll make the cut. And Jennifer Lopez is reaching out, offering to be a mentor to Selena Gomez. But with J-Lo's album bombing like it has, maybe Selena should think twice. And whose daddy was the main roadie for Pink Floyd? Naomi Watts, Naomi Campbell, or Naomi Judd?
Naomi Campbell.
I'll say Naomi Judd.
The answer is Naomi Watts. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike Evans.